Hey there, I'm Havilah. This is the Havilah Cunnington Podcast. Welcome to the show. Okay, today we are jumping into day two of purpose. If you missed last week, don't worry, you can still listen. But if you want the whole meal, the whole like drink and the fries, then you're gonna wanna go back and listen to last week's. We're talking about purpose, and we've been hosting a purpose challenge. Thousands of you have joined us to begin to figure out, or at least add some momentum to the purpose that God has on our life. So we're gonna jump into day two. I want to remind you that if you still want in on this purpose challenge and you would like the emails sent straight to your inbox so you don't miss a thing and you get a sneak peek to an invitation to a full masterclass on purpose, go to the show notes, click the link purpose challenge and you'll get added. You won't have to do anything else. We'll take it from there and make sure you get everything you need. Lastly, if you are listening to this in real time, I'm headed to North Dakota this weekend to speak at a women's conference at Evangel Church. So if you are listening to this a week later because you just found me at the conference, then welcome. We love new friends, and there are many of you around the world that love this podcast, which means so much because it's a labor of love. I do this because I know what it's like to be solo in your space, working hard in the trenches and needing some encouragement, but like encouragement that is Bible-based, that is not just self-help or not just feel good, but actually rooted in truth. So I'm really glad you're here. We're gonna jump in and I'll catch you on the other side. Welcome to day two of our 5 days to purpose. Today, we're gonna talk about getting clear on your direction. Now, many of us want to know, is there one way to fulfill your purpose? Is there one way to get there? And I just want to start by saying no. How many of you have ever picked up your phone and you've put in a destination? And that map app will usually give you two or three ways to get there. It may take a little longer. Some of them might avoid a highway or avoid construction, but there's multiple ways to get to one place. We often don't feel confident in our purpose because we've made the assumption that there's one way to get there. And if we don't take that interstate, then we have either sidetracked, we are stuck, or we're not going the right direction. I just want to like stop you right there. That is not true. There are multiple ways to get to the purpose of God in your life. Even if you have made some dumb decisions, married the wrong person, maybe you just woke up and you're in the middle of your life, it is okay. Purpose can be achieved because purpose is being who you're called to be. And really that destination is where God's leading you. So you will be okay if you keep going. So the first thing I want you to understand is that your purpose has a unique DNA to it. So yeah, we talk about dreams and purpose and, you know, all the things in this world. But when it comes to God and how you were created, there is a divine DNA to a God dream. So the first thing I want you to think about is, what's a dream that you can't shake? It's something you can't get away from. You keep thinking, you know, I just feel like I'm supposed to write a book, or I feel like I'm supposed to go to that nation, or I feel like I'm supposed to be a nurse. Whatever it is, it's just something you can't shake. And maybe you don't know exactly what the occupation is, but you have this aching desire to contribute in a unique way. What's that dream you can't shake? Is it to be an artist? Is it to be a writer? I don't know. You know what it is, but it's something you can't shake. The second thing is, what keeps you up at night? What's the thing that you spend a lot of your time thinking about? Let me ask you something. Is there something that drives you crazy? Are you that person that gets on social media and is like, I'm going to answer this question because this injustice drives me crazy? Well, could it be that you're not just offended or you're not just frustrated? What if that divine frustration is linked to your purpose? It just needs to be flushed out to get to, well, purposeful actions to helping and bringing a solution. And then what's something that you've overcome that can help other people overcome? I know in my own life,
I was diagnosed with postpartum depression. And the first thing I wanted to do was not tell anybody. And I wanted to hide it. And I wanted to get better. And I never wanted to go through it again. Well, guess what? I had another baby, another postpartum depression. Another baby, another postpartum depression. Guess what? Now that I've walked through it three times into health, guess what? I now have the confidence and the clarity to know how to help somebody. Now, I may not be their full team, but I do know, listen, I've been there. I know what it feels like. And guess what? Here's some things that help me that I'm pretty confident can help you. So what's one thing that you've overcome that you can help somebody else overcome? And what you want to do is narrow down that list. Now, for me, I knew that my purpose was that I wanted to help people. And I had a learning disability, which I talked about yesterday. And so I wanted to help people not feel confused in their spiritual life. So I began to write down, how can I do that? What are the things that are overwhelming in a spiritual environment that I can start to help people figure out? So what you're going to do is narrow down that list. You're going to get really clear. What's the thing I can't shake? What's the thing that keeps me up at night? What's the thing I can help other people do that I have some expertise in? And you're going to narrow that list down and you're going to begin to see a divine DNA towards the purpose that God has for you. And then I want you to pick one, two, or three things within that space to begin to major on. Now, that doesn't mean you don't want to do everything. You're not going to sign up for college while signing up to volunteer 50 hours a week while helping the neighbor next. No, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about taking one thing that you have a heart to do and beginning to give your time to it. So here's what's really important is, what is your yes? What's your yes? So for me, I'll give you just a classic example. I knew that I had a heart to uncomplicate spiritual things, and I knew that I wanted to write a Bible study to help other people. But I also knew that I was a mom of littles, and we had a two-income home, and that we couldn't afford for me not to work. And so I went on a journey to say, I can't shake it. I want to help people. It's something that keeps me up at night. It's something that I get frustrated when people don't have easy to understand studies and Bible studies. And it's something that I can help other people that have been in my space overcome. I know I can help them. So what is that going to look like? For me, it meant that I was going to have to quit my job, which meant we were going to have to downsize our house, which meant we were going to have to sell one of our cars, which meant we were going to have to move in with a family friend for a couple of months. That was my sacrifice to narrowing down so I could borrow nap times and time after the kids went to sleep and a little time in the morning and began to write out my Bible study, the things that were important to me without anybody inviting me into it. So that is my question. What class are you going to take and what are you going to sacrifice? What's the course? What's the masterclass? What's the community you're going to join that's going to begin to propel you to developing your skills to creating and to writing and to building what he has for you? So what do we want you to do today for day number two of the 5 days to challenge purpose? First thing, I want you to watch the video. Guess what? You've already won. You did it. We like you to feel like you're winning, at least in the beginning, right? The second thing I want you to do is take some time to journal about some of these questions. What's the thing that you can't shake? What keeps you up at night? What's the thing that you've overcome that maybe you could help others? Spend some time writing about that. It might surprise you that as you begin to write through those things, you begin to discover that there's a divine DNA to the dream of God for your life. And then lastly, I want you to set up an intention for this challenge. I want you to take the answers from yesterday and the answers from today, and I want you to write it into maybe a mission statement, right? So it's something I feel called to do, or I can see I have a gift toward, and it's something I want to do, and you're going to write it down. No one's going to see this. This is for you, but we're going to begin to develop what God has put within you that might be the perfect path to your purpose. Don't get stuck on which road you're taking. We're going to define the destination so you can begin to feel empowered, whatever pathway you're on. All right, you guys, that's it for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how to stick with your goals. Now that you're going to invest, how do we stick with it? And how do we do it without quitting our day job?
Okay, that's it for today. I hope that encouraged you. Again, it's not too late to join the Purpose Challenge. If nothing else, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you know exactly when the new episode comes out and you can track right along with the Purpose Challenge. You guys, have a great day. I hope this was a couple minutes in your day that encouraged you, strengthened you, and I hope it makes you want to come back. All right, love you guys. See you next time.